Chapter 1. Joe Wright. I just got offered 10 grand to speak and sign at a book festival on Little Bridge Island. Should I go? Rosie Tate. Are you in a financial position right now where you can afford to turn down 10 grand? Joe Wright. You're my agent, you tell me. When's my next check coming? Rosie Tate. Not until you hand in Kitty Cats number 27. Joe Wright. I'd hand in Kitty Cats number 27 if I could think of something new for Kitty to do, but she's already done it all. Rosie Tate. Kitty hasn't done it all. She hasn't gone to space. Joe Wright. How is a teenaged cat going to get to space? Rosie Tate. You're the writer. Make something up. Joe Wright. I'm having a little difficulty in that area at the moment. Rosie Tate. I've noticed. You've missed your extended deadline. Again. Joe Wright. So, basically, you're saying I better accept this gig or I'll be broke. Rosie Tate. How can you be broke? Kitty has made millions of dollars over the past 7 years, and I just sent you a royalty check. Joe Wright. I know, but I had to buy Justin out for his half of the apartment when he decided to move to LA to pursue his dream of being a screenwriter, by which I mean play video games all day on the West Coast instead of in my living room. Rosie Tate. I'm glad you kicked the mooch out. Joe Wright. Whatever. At least I got the apartment, and I still have plenty of savings, but they're all in retirement accounts I can't touch until I'm 59 and a half. That's 27 years from now. So I really need some cash if I'm going to get my dad moved someplace warm. He can't spend another winter here in New York. He broke his wrist twice on the ice last year. And since he isn't old enough yet to qualify for Medicaid and has the worst insurance, I had to pay cash both times for his treatment. Rosie Tate. Then I think you'd better say yes to the book festival. Joe Wright. I know, right? But I can't accept the gig because this book festival is on Little Bridge Island. Rosie Tate. What's wrong with Little Bridge Island? I've heard it's lovely. One of my other authors went there and said the tropical breeze was so inspiring, she wrote 2 whole chapters a day the entire time she was there. Joe Wright. Well, good for her. But don't you know who lives on Little Bridge Island? Rosie Tate. No, should I? Joe Wright. One attachment. Famous author buys private island in Florida Keys. One of the Florida Keys' most notable and expensive estates has finally sold for a cool $6 million. Located just offshore Little Bridge, this unique private island features an opulent 8-bedroom, 9-bath mansion with its own boat dock, white sand beach, and pool, and is now the home of best-selling author William Price. Price, known as much for his reclusiveness as for his internationally best-selling novels of tragic love and loss, had been home shopping in the area for some time before snapping up the island. All 7 of Price's novels have been adapted into films, grossing into the hundreds of millions. The author was not available for comment. Rosie Tate. Oh, him. Joe, that was ages ago. No one even remembers it. Joe Wright. It was at NovelCon last year. Everyone in the publishing industry remembers it. Rosie Tate. Well, he's an ass, but of course you should go. You probably won't even see him. Joe Wright. Have you ever even been to a book festival? Of course I'm going to see him. I'll probably have to sit right next to him on some dumb panel. Rosie Tate. I don't see how. You write delightful little stories for children about a teenaged cat who has exciting adventures while babysitting adorable kittens. He writes horrible books about heartbroken women.